The program is for locals only with Gary Hamada.
Well, a segment that a lot of you are waiting for. In fact, we got a call in from England, and that's not, here we go right now. In a moment, you'll be listening to the Live with the Jazz Cats segment. I have Leroy Downs on the line right now, and he is with his special guest, and I'm going to turn it all over to Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs with his special guest today. Leroy?
Gary, how you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. I don't want to waste any time because you have two very special guests there, and, we have a lot of listeners waiting to hear them.
You're right. They are very special. I'm here with a couple whose existence proves that love and music are definitely one. Number one percussionist in the world, Mr. Ayrton Moreira, and beautiful multi-octave vocalist, Brazilian goddess, Laura Perim. How you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm happy to be talking to you at the station in Carmel.
In the living room.
In the living room, hanging with the jazz guys.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, the same here. It's amazing what we, you know, what can be done these days.
Well, you know, these guys have always been some of my favorite. You know, I've never been to Brazil, but your music and visuals of the people in Brazil, you know, it's like a never-ending sea of love over in that country. You guys come from, I mean, you guys come from that, and I know you express it in your music.
Yeah, we're still doing it. We're still expressing that, you know, great feeling of, you know, freedom and happiness and fraternity and everything. It's you know, that's a Brazilian way of living.
Yeah, yeah, it sure is. You know, the sound that you guys have brought to America has been so influential. You know, in the late 60s and early 70s, like, the door was wide open for all these different musics to be fused together. I think it was a perfect time for your music.
You're talking about the 70s,
yeah,
with the original Return to Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great time. The writing of Chick Corea gave me great opportunity to sing in English, even with an accent, you know, and be the original singer of songs like 500 Miles High and Your Everything and What Game Shall We Play Today, Spain, La Fiesta,
oh,
all those beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Chick has a way of writing some of those songs, but the way you guys perform, I hear to you, you're like a one-man show, man. I just kind of watch you on stage doing it all, and the inspiration just comes out of thin air at the very moment that you're performing. It doesn't look like a rehearsed piece. It just looks like you're getting your energy from the moment.
Well, you know, some ways we all do. We all get our energy from the original source.
Yeah.
And if we prepared and if we are open enough, you know, to the music and to that energy, which in Brazil we call, you know, since I was a kid, you know, it's called Energia Universal, which is the universal energy that, you know, that's God's energy.
Yeah.
That's it's all around us. And we live inside of that energy. So when you live inside of that energy, it's all you have to be is aware of that. And if you're playing music or whatever you're doing, you can use that and just be in touch with it almost immediately.
It's right there for you to tap into.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, for me, you know, the late 70s and early 80s was a time that I was kind of discovering, you know, music and especially switching over to jazz. And, you know, Flora, I used to listen to your albums all the time and try to sing with them. I don't think I can do that anymore. I still try once in a while. But, I mean, I love your phrasing and the way you reach those, you know, those far-out galaxies your voice seems to reach are incredible. And I don't speak Portuguese, but it doesn't even matter because it's so universal when you talk. I just feel the love coming from that language and the way that you sing your songs.
Yeah, that's true. Portuguese is very sensual, even when you're saying something political, it comes out sensual. Because you have to speak with a certain whispering in it. And the language of Portuguese is very musical. It's not like French or German where you... It's very saudade,
right.
Amor,
right.
Coração. O
yeah.
Que eu posso fazer?
Oh, man.
Well, she did it again.
Well, you know, the first time I was ever on air at KL, when I got my first opportunity to be on air, and I played George Duke's Brazilian Love Affair with you guys on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, it's just such, you know, Brazilian Love Affair is the album by George, and you guys just come on and play so wonderful. You play with so many great musicians, and your richness in your music is such a key, influential key, you know. It's like every time that you play your music and you sing, it's like sticking the Brazilian flag in the soil of America, you know, it's really influential.
I think George, of all the American musicians that played Brazilian music, George is one of the musicians that most assimilate George and Wayne. I mean, like, for instance, the music of Milton Nascimento, George completely intake the meaning of it and passed it around, you know. Diane Reeves, who is George's cousin, has got that down so well, you know. That is just, I feel proud because they chose the music of our country to embrace, opposed. Many other countries have beautiful music,
sure.
But the Brazilian music is very rich in harmony, in melody, and principally in rhythms.
I mean, and just in embracing that music, it just brings our countries together so much closer.
Yeah.
I mean, we feel like we know, you know, Brazil, even though many of us haven't even traveled over there to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Because when I say I'm from Brazil, which, you know, I still say that I'm from Brazil, even though I live here since 1967. But, you know, I still have my accent, you know, some ways, I don't know. And people sometimes, when I say, well, I am originally from Brazil, and oh, Brazil, yeah, oh, the music, oh, Brazilian music, and they just... They start, you know, they go on singing some song or whatever, and it's also futebol, you know, soccer, you know.
Right, right.
And soccer ball and carnival, you know.
Celebration of life, love, and music. That's what you guys always represent.
That's it.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of, you mentioned Wayne, but, I mean, when you mentioned Wayne, Miles Davis, Korea, Joe Henderson, Jack DeJohnette, Herbie Hancock, Weather Report. These are all your people. They're all very legendary. All of them seem to reach for the outer boundaries of the music, you know. And I enjoy the free boundaries you guys explore with your music. But what are some of the key elements you search for in your musical inspiration?
Well, in my case, I do search for the moment and what's going on, and I try to translate melodically and rhythmically what that moment is causing to me. So at that point, like on my last CD, Las Olas, I had a flashback of Jaco Pastorius. And then I went all the way back to a record we did together with Michel Colombier, and I fished a song he wrote called Las Olas. And I hung on it, and I remade it with lyrics in my way I felt it. So my daughter Diana picked up on my vibe, and she right away following, she hooked up with some guys of Take Six, and she did that song called Less Than Lovers, which became a gospel, and also a song that talks about I wish you were here right now. You know, and I do use my inspiration of the moment, of what I see and what I feel. I can't pre-write anything like that. It's not happening.
Yeah,
you know,
not
little stories.
The magic doesn't work. This is Leroy Downs, and you're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, broadcasting from the living room of Florian and Ayerto Moyen. You guys both come from musical families, and you both have musical families. It must be a blessing to play with your children and watch their inspirations and sing on their creations as well.
That's true. I mean, Krishna, my son-in-law, is now with Sergio Mendes. And Diana is going on tour with Ayrton in Europe, in Greece. And my father was a violin player, and my mother was a classical piano player in Brazilian classical orchestras. My sister is a singer. I think, really, we're not so rounded. My future grandchild, I mean, my granddaughter's boyfriend is a drummer.
Yeah.
And my stepson is a drummer.
Well, you guys are going to be playing up north in September, kind of around the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Right.
Up in Santa Cruz at the Coamba.
Yeah.
And that's September the 25th?
Yes.
And Ayerto, you've been on tour with Chick Corea, and you're going out again to Japan as well, right?
Right. We just finished a tour, a trio tour, actually, which I was playing drums, drop drums, and some percussion with Eddie Gomez and Chick Corea. That's Chick put that together. And now in the second week of August, we're going to Japan for 2 or 3 weeks with Chick's flamenco band to work his new album, to promote his new album, which I'm playing on it also.
Well, this is Leroy Downs. You're listening to the segment Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And Gary, I know I wanted to open up to you if you had any questions that your audience had to ask, or that you or George had that you wanted to add to talk with these two great players here.
That's very kind of you, Leroy. However, I feel that you still had a few more questions you haven't finished asking Flora and Ayerto.
Oh, no, I'm fine. We talked about the tour. They're going to Japan soon, as you heard.
Okay, I have a question, but let me have George Fuller. He's chomping at the bit here. He's a big fan, he's been on here 11 years on Jazz and Blues Radio at KRML here.
Hey, Flora. Hey, Ayerto. George Fuller, the engineer. First of all, I want to express to Flora Purim that I was fortunate enough to have seen you in at a club in Norman, Oklahoma in May of 1980. Yeah, you came to the Blue Onion there. And,
I remember that was the only time in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, and you signed, I have a vinyl release, you signed on the back, you signed, George, thanks for being here tonight, Flora Purim. It's the release, Nothing Will Be As It Was Tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I I cherish that that release. And also I want to congratulate you. When I was finally working for KKGO Los Angeles, I was an engineer to Leonard Feather. And you called and asked Leonard if he would play your new release that you won a Grammy for.
Yeah.
Can you remember what release that was, what CD that was in 1987 or 88?
It was Humble People.
Humble People.
Yeah, Humble People. I had two of them, and The Magicians as well, two of them. And then... Oh, I had another one with Dizzy Gillespie and the United Nations Orchestra.
Oh, geez.
It was in 92, this one.
Yeah, is that under Dizzy's name?
Dizzy's and the United Nations Orchestra, live at the Royal Albert Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing a couple of Brazilian songs. This life has been very good to me.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you came around. I'm looking very forward to seeing you again at the Jazz Festival. And
yeah, we will be around that area soon. As soon as this new project finishes, we're going to be out. In September, we'll be out for sure at the Combo. And Ayut is also working with Toots Thielemann mm-hmm. at Yoshi's and with Billy Cobham and Chick Corea. So we have to share him a lot.
I have to work a lot.
I did have a question from some of our listeners regarding Aerto's appearance possibly at the Sunset Center here in November, along with Toots Thielemann's Kenny Werner and Oscar Casanovas. Is that going to happen, do you think, Aerto?
Yeah.
November 17th.
That's right. And
we got a confirmation today, as a matter of fact.
Well, Jack Globenfeld, the executive director there, and I have been working on that, and we were just keeping our fingers crossed that you would show up. We know that you had another date possibly in the mix there, so.
Well, he's going to the Passaic.
The Passaic. The International Percussion Society. I have some.
But he's going to day out.
I'm going to make it.
November 17th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. And that's the date that we're all going to be looking forward to. That's a beautiful, a little over 700-seat theater right here in Carmel by the Sea.
Wow.
Oh, beautiful.
And it is a beautiful theater. It is the same theater that we have, the Carmel Bach Festival, and it's being applauded by so many people right now regarding its acoustics, and some of the best artists have played it along with the Monterey Jazz Festival people. So I think you're going to enjoy it.
Uh-huh. What a beautiful scenario to play.
Yeah, so we should go there and play there with our band, too.
That's right.
So there will be Toots with that, Toots Thielemann's, which is a rare appearance for him, and Aerto, you're going to be there, and I guess Kenny Werner and Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar. That's
terrific. Okay, November 17th, everybody out there, Aerto's answered the question.
Well, one thing that you may not know, Gary, something that's in the works around here is a book and a DVD project of the life of Miss Flora Kareem and Ayepa Morneta. And you guys can talk a little bit about that. I know that's in the works and it's not out.
Yeah, it's not out yet. We'd rather not talk too much about it.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's such a big project, you know. It's coming out by the end of the year, beginning of next year.
Well, something to definitely
But we've been working for almost a year on this already. And the writer from Italy, but he's an international writer, mm-hmm. and so it's going to be the book, and then after the book, it's going to be a DVD.
Yeah, Murray.
And they're talking about also with some TV stations and some stuff. So that's why we have to keep it down right now.
Keep it down with downs. All right, I'll close my mouth.
I would suggest two good pieces of jazz things for everybody that is listening. The Miles Davis DVD, Miles Electric at the Isle of Wight, and the Wayne Shorter biography, Footprint.
Oh, yeah, his book. Yeah.
Footprint.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. If you want something to read in Carmel, this would be it, you know.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on live with the Jazz Cats. This is Leroy Downs. You're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. And today with me, of course, my guest, Laura Perrine, and I have the Moyer.
Leroy, this is George. I have just one final question. How long have you two been together?
42 years.
42 years. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. That's a lifetime.
Yeah.
So we're beginning to understand the whole thing now.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. It's been a treat for all our listeners all over the world. Those of you that specifically called in from England, there you go. I hope you're happy now. It is Live with the Jazz Cat, Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. If you want more information and even a replay of this interview, go to his website, and that's www.thejazzcat.net. Again, I repeat, thejazzcat.net. And you'll be able to hear all the interviews that Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs he's had on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio exclusively. And this one will be there as well. So look forward to next week, Leroy.
You got it. I think we're going to bring Andy Bay on next week.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Flora and Aerto. It's so much... so much that you have to give, and you know, it's such a short period of time here on the interview today, and we'd love to have you back again.
Fine. Thank you.
Thank you all for this opportunity.
Thank you again, Leroy.
All right, you got it.
It's Live with the Jazz Cat, and we'll be right back with more from For Locals Only. You're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Eastwood Building in Carmel-by-the-Sea, California, Tuesday, May 16th, 2006.